You're listening to Out Loud and Proud, a program made possible by the LGBT and S Alliance Fund. This week's storyteller is Rick Small. Rick is a Tucson native and has been with KXCI for many years. This is his story.
Could I do it? Should I do it? And what would happen if I did? My name is Rick. I'm 56 years old. I'm a father of three. I was married for 18 years, divorced for 13, and I knew there was something about me and in me since I was 8 or 9. Initially, it wasn't clear. I had crushes on boys in elementary school and never seemed to have one for a girl. As my interest in men increased, it was still unclear what this was all about. What I thought I was supposed to do, and that was to meet a woman and marry her, and I always wanted to be a father. So I did that. I dated women, and I looked at guys. In high school, in college, in life, I never let anyone knew what I was doing because it wasn't normal. My life was fairly normal. I was traveling my own path of self-realization, growing up, trying to figure me out, when all of a sudden it came to a screeching halt. These feelings I had been dealing with inside for so long were also shared by someone else in my family, my father. When I found that out for unknown reasons, I turned it off. I shut it down and took a different path. I did meet a woman. I got married, and I had three children. And some 18 to 20 years later, those feelings that I had squashed for so long and those desires began to make their way into my conscience once again. And I began wondering and thinking and dreaming of what it would be like. And just as before, it scared me. There are so many stereotypes, and I didn't see myself as being any one of them. But time marched on, my marriage ended, I was single and dating women for another 10 years or so. But those thoughts and those desires never went away, no matter how much I tried to repress them. And actually, they began to feel more real and natural. But I knew I couldn't let anyone know because what would they think? Finally, in 2013, I had ended the last of many unsuccessful straight relationships, 31 to be exact. My children gave the women I dated numbers instead of knowing their names. I just knew that I couldn't do that and live that life any longer. I made a decision that I thought was going to be the end of me. I talked with a great friend of mine, a woman who I had had business contact with, who had been in a relationship with her partner, now her wife, for over 20 years. We talked about a lot of things, but this one threw her for a loop. And I remember her saying, as I was sitting in her office crying and trembling and thinking the world was going to end, I remember her saying, "Well, I never expected to hear this from you." And once the news was out of my mouth, I had said it. The world hadn't stopped turning. Things felt and looked different to me. But saying your truth and living it are two different concepts. Just as in a recovery process, I had some apologizing to do. I had been insensitive to a few people over the course of a few years, and they were quick to remind me of that now that I was living my life in their world. The craziest thing is that I had no idea that my coming out would have such little impact on my friends. My kids told me that they already had an idea. How? My friends were not surprised, and one said, "Well, Rick, you're the last one to know." And another said, "That explains a lot." I guess it does, and it did. As I've always done in life, I throw myself into anything that I become involved with, soak up knowledge and culture of wherever I am and whoever I'm with. And a friend said to me, "Man, there aren't any doors left on your closet, are there?" And I guess that's true. After 54 years of wondering and hiding, I guess I figured that, what the heck, and just flew out of the closet and began to live life authentically. One friend asked me recently if I was amazed that my personal revelation wasn't much of an earth-shattering event to them as I thought it would be. And that's true. I thought people would be in shock and disbelief, and with the exception of a very few, that wasn't the case at all. Actually, no one even gave it a second thought. Still, admitting to myself and actually saying the words, "I'm gay," was terrifying. But as with anything, like your first time driving alone, it gets easier over time and you begin to forget about the other drivers and just focus on the road in front of you. I think that my road is an amazing journey. I've experienced so much in life already and would not trade that for anything different. I am who I am because I did what I did, and it got me right to this place and this time, and that's where I'm supposed to be. Out, proud, and living my life as the real me.
Out Loud and Proud was produced in Tucson, Arizona. You can find this episode and all of season 1 at kxci.org.